Beis Dafi Beis. We're on the Mishnah on Yud Aleph of the Beis, about 5 lines at the bottom. And today's share we're learning the Rosh Lamech for Shoshana Basi of Basi Rachel Devorah. So the Mishnah is like this. Long Mishnah, but the Lord is exact same Mishnah already regarding Zachem. It's really a repetition. It's not hard at all. The Gemara's work is hard. The Mishnah is pretty, actually pretty easy. So the Mishnah says like this. Hakomet es HaMincha. If someone does Kemitza, right, a mincha has, really has four avodas, but it has really two parts. It has the kemitza, and then it has the shiraya. Right, the kemitza is, I think, 3 fingers full, which is burned on the mizbeach. Whatever's left in the bowl, you're allowed to eat. How long can you eat that? The answer is, no matter what kind of mincha it is, you can eat it that day, and that night, like a carbon chatzah. Rashi actually points out, it's going down from Sukkim, has a dinner of a carbon chatzah. In terms of eating. So, Hakomet es HaMincha, if someone eats a mincha, if someone does the kemitza, le'echol shireha b'chut, to eat the shrayim b'chut, in a plate where you're not allowed to eat it. Because kemitza is never eaten. Kemitza is only burnt in the mizbeach. So, we'll get to that. Oh, or, kizayit mishireha b'chut. Right? Either you want to eat the shirayim b'chut, or even a kizayit of it b'chut. Lahatir or you have in mind to be matir the kmita bachut. Oh, or kizayis kumtza bachut. Or even a kizayis of the kmita bachut. That's what I said yesterday. How much is in a kmita? More than a kizayis? Not from here yet. Kizayis is quite small. Right? What's in your 3 fingers is more than a kizayis. So if you have in mind to burn a kizayis of what's in your hand outside, that's pigle. That's fascinating. Tiny amount of kizayis. And this is going to be the whole Gemara, this 2 lines. Oh, or lahakdir livonasa bachot, or even if you have in mind to be makdir de livona bachot. The livona is not edible. I don't think it's edible. If you have in mind to be makdir de livona bachot, that's pasul, the ainbo kares. Pasul, no kares. Why is it no kares? Because it's all at the wrong place. Right? Now we're going to have the wrong zman, that will be kares. Look at Rashi. Says Rashi. O lahakdir kumtza bachot. The machshava toselet. Because the machshava, this is a recap of everything we've heard about pickle. The machshava toselet. Bein shechishev lachilas adam, shechishev alachilas is beach. It doesn't make a difference what you think to do outside the wrong place, whether it's achila for a person eating or haktara, which is achila for the mizbeach and the animal. By the way, rika kigon, for example, haktara. Dichtiv, because dichtiv be gabi machshava, because it says in parshas tzav, we did it last week. But im haochel yeachel mi batzar zevach shlomav yom hashlishi. Right, so it said this week in last week's parsha. But Omar Bataras Kahanim, Yachal Kemashmo. I would have think that pasuk means what it said. Doesn't mean what it said. She'im achal mimenu ayom ashlishi. That if you eat it on the third day, yehei nifgal. That should be pigle. No, even on the third day, that's not pigle. That's called nosa. Talmud Lomar hamakriv oso b'shas hakrava nifgal. The pigle is created when you bring it. Not when you eat it. When you eat it, you violate the pigle. Right? Again, the pasuk says, "Di'ma'ochal yochal mi'batzah zevach shlamav b'yom hashlishi." The pasuk sounds like it's saying, "If you eat when you eat it on the third day, that's pigle. That's not pigle. Pigle is when you have in mind to eat it outside the zman, and then you go ahead and eat it. The eino niftal b'shlishi doesn't become pigle on the third day. It becomes pigle right the second." Alma, the machshava mayri, shechishiv lechol menu b'shlishi. You have in mind today, eat it on the third day. The pigle is created today. It's not created on the third day. What's created on the third day is the isser, the onesh. That's what it's created. Right? He said, you're not high if they actually will eat it. You see what we... The person doesn't eat it, it's not pigle.
That's
fine. And it's not doing it.
Right.
We had that in Gemara. But the sugar is, that's for Hakkara. The Levon is not edible.
Right.
So the pigle for Haktara. I'm planning to be makriv this 3 days from now. That's pigle. Right. Chutz l'maka. I'll makriv it in my backyard. Right? Uksiv im ha'ochel yochel v'shtel chilsa chasa b'davar. It says ha'ochel yochel two achilas. Achilas Adam, achilas Mizdeah. Right? One Rashi just summarized like 20 blot of tzvachim. Right? The Rashi just did. Right? Okay. Next. Lechol shireho l'machar. What if someone has, I am going to eat the shirayim l'machar, tomorrow. Here's what Rashi says, that there is no shirayim can only be eaten that day that it's brought, like a carbon katzah. Right? L'machar. The hainu chutzul's mano. Look at the last Rashi on the page. The mincha einu necheles ela liyom v'layla. The mincha is only eaten for one day and that night. It's kash l'chatzah v'asham. Because it's compared to l'chatzah and asham. U'b'chatzah v'asham amar v'tarash kahanim gabi Gabi Toda Minayan Larabos Khatas Ba'asham, Diachla Bayom, Kurbano, a Toda is also the same din, Amadomar, the Devach, Ubatsar, Devach, Toda Shlom. Okay? So you got that? So, if you have in mind, if you have in Kavana, Le'echel, Shireha Lamachar, oh, Kizayat, Mishireha Lamachar, even a Kizayat, Lahakdir, Komsa Lamachar, or you're going to do the Kemita tomorrow. Oh, Kizayas becomes a macher, or Kizayas is the kibitza tomorrow. Oh, lahak to levanas on the macher, or you can be machin to levona tomorrow. That's piggle. That's called piggle. The chayav and olive curry. And you have curries for that. Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kal hakomate. Anytime there's kibitza, oh, no sin bekli, or even if you put it in a kli, right? Hamolich, hamaktir, to bring it, to back to it. Le'echol davar shadako le'echol, to eat something that can be eaten, that's edible, or lahakdir davar shadako lahakdir, to be makdir something which is the derech to be makdir, chutz limkomo pasul ve'ein bo kare, right? Because chutz limkomo never has kare, and chutz l'zmano tigel v'chayavan olav kare, right? Ubilvad, and the one exception is sheyakriv hamatir kimitzvaso. The one exception is, everything else about the carbon has to be perfect. Look at Rashi. Kol HaKomet? Yeah, look at Rashi, Kol HaKomet, first, last wide line. O Nosen Komet, O Molech, O Makdir, Al Menat, Lechol, Dover, Shadarko Lechol, Kigon, what does that mean? Eat something, eat edible. Kigon, Shirayim. Shirayim is edible, right? Shirayim is edible. Oh, or lahakdir davo shadarko lahakdir, or to be makdir something which is the derech to be makdir, kigon komet, for example, a kamita, you don't eat that. Chutz lizmano, right? Look at this line of Rashi. Tell me if Rashi makes any sense. Aval im chishev lahakdir shirayim lamachar, but if you have in mind to be makdir the shirayim, which is something abnormal, right? Oh, or lechol komet l'machar, or you have in mind, I'm going to eat this komet tomorrow. What is that? It's crazy to say that. Think that. Kosher. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? The butler daito etel kol other. That's the grid. What's Rashi talking about? That's the butler daito etel. The reason is because now the derech to be... Kmita is something that's a darker to be master it. If you're not master it, you didn't fulfill that rule. What's Rashi coming up with a whole new reason your das is bottle to normal people? Very difficult Rashi. Very difficult Rashi. What do you mean by that? Okay? Back to the Gemara. Back to the Mishnah. Ketzad. What's an example of this? Karav hamatir kimitzvaso. Ketzad karav hamatir kimitzvaso. What does that mean? Everything else has to be perfect. So we're going to go through like 50 cases. It's all the same thing. Kamat b'shtika. You did kemitza, which nika means you didn't have any kavana one way or the other. So we'll say that's good, right? Tam kavana is fine. So kamat b'shtika, nasam b'kli. You then put it in the kli, the hila. You walked with it, the hikdir, and you were makdir it. Chutz l'zmano. It means it was machshava of chutz l'zmano. Oh, or shekamat chutz l'zmano. You did a kemitza chutz l'zmano, right? But nasam b'kli. You then put it in the kli. V'halach v'hikdir b'shtika. And the rest of it you did perfect. Oh, or, shakama, you did the kemitza, v'nasam b'kli, you put it in a kli, v'halach, the hitir, and then you makdir it with a machshava of chutzlos mano. Zehu shekar v'matzakim mitzvah. That's an example of you did one thing wrong, but everything else you did right. Correct? You did one thing wrong, everything else you did right. Ketad lo karv matzakim mitzvah. What is an example of not doing the mitzvah properly? Kamat chutzlum komo. Right? Kamat chutzlum komo. You did the kemitza chutzlum komo. Nasam bekli. You then, what does it mean? Back up, I'm sorry. Ketad lo karv matzakim mitzvah. Kamat chutzlum komo. You did the kemitza with a machshava of chutzlum komo. Right? I did a machshava, I'm going to do this kemitza somewhere else, down the block. Right away, it's pigle. Nasam bekli. You then put it in the kli. V'halach, the hikdir chutzlus mano. And then you marked it with chutzlus mano. Two mistakes. Right? Two mistakes will save you. Oh, or, shakamat chutzlus mano. You did a kemitza with a chutzlus man machshava. V'nasan kli. You then put it in the kli. V'halach, the hikdir chutzlum komo. And then you marked it with chutzlum komo. It's another mistake. Oh, or, shakamat. You did the kemitza. Nasam bekli. V'holeid, the hikdir chutzlum komo. Right? What's the problem with that one? Osha kamat, nasam bekli, v'holeid, the hikdir chutzlum mano. What's the problem with that one? It's only one mistake. Right? One second, what's the mistake over there? Oh, kamat, nasam bekli. Oh, you did everything else. Everything you did in Chutzlus Mano over there. So Zeh shall come from Isaac Kimitzvah. That is not doing everything perfect. You made more than one mistake. Therefore, that's not pigle. That's not an itzer. Now, Minchas Chote or Minchas Kinos, a mincha that has a chet, like a Minchas Chote, or a mincha for a sota, Shekamtsan Shalol Lishma. You did the kemitza shalol lishma, which is a mistake. Nasan bekli v'holet v'hikder chutzlus mano. Then you did something else, chutzlus man. Right? So what the mission is driving at is that the mistake of shalol lishma is also a mistake, that if you do another mistake, another pickle mistake, it'll save you. Right? Two wrongs make a right. And the wrong could be either a pickle, chutzlum makom, chutzlus man, or even shalol lishma, where lishma is ma'akev, like by a sota and by the minchas chote. Does that make sense? Oh, shekamat chutzlus mano. You did the kemitza with a chutzlus man machshava. Nasam bekli, v'hol aspect of shalol lishman. And then you did something else shalol lishma. Oh, or shekamat v'nasam bekli, v'hol aspect of shalol lishma. Or the other way around. Zeu shalol kar v'hamatzak yom mitzvato. Again, it's another example of not doing it right. Why? Because you made two mistakes. Lechol kezayit bachot. What if you have it like this? You have in mind to eat a kezayit bachot. And then you also have in mind kizayis lamachar. In the same breath. Can't wait to do this tomorrow and over there. Or kizayis lamachar, kizayis bachutz. Or chati zayis bachutz, chati zayis lamachar. Or chati zayis lamachar, chati zayis bachutz. All that is puzzle to ain bo kare. Amar of Yehuda, no, not true. Da'aklal, depends. Im machshevet hazman kodma lemachshevet hamakom. If you have a Mashavat Hasman first, which is the one you get curries for, pigle, bechayav and olav curry. In Mashavat Hamakom, kodma, le Mashavat Hasman, pasul, the ainbo curries. Bechachamim omrim, zev, vzev, pasul, the ainbo curries. Okay? We're going to get to that at the very end of the talk today. Good? Right, the problem was the machshav was at the exact same moment before you did anything. So then it's a machlokas tanoim. That's the only issue. Okay? Before you even did anything, you had two machshavas, right? That's a machlokas tanoim. Okay, now, remember we had a Gemara a few days ago? Actually, it was on Daf Tet, and Daf Yud, that we had like this. What if you want to do the kemitza? And then the wind came and blew away the shrayim. And you have no shrayim. So can you do the kemitza or not? Remember that? Can you do the kemitza if the shrayim is chaser? If the kemitza is chaser, There's no question he can't do the kamitza. Right? What about if the shirayim is chatzer? What's the story about that? Right? So the answer is the machlokas tanoia. According to Yeshua, right? According to Yeshua, you could not. However, now, what if the shirayim was only partially missing? Now the shirayim is completely blown away, or burnt, or lost. What if it was partial? What do we say then? Who remembers from 2 days ago? The answer is, there was a machlokas between Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. It was a machlokas. Part of the shirayim is gone. Can I do the haktara now? It was a machlokas between Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Now, according to Rosh Lakish, you could not bring the kamitza. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you were allowed to bring the kamitza. However, you were not allowed to eat the shirayim. Why? Because it's not here. Not all here. Okay? So again, you did the kamitza. You're allowed to do the kamitza. The shirayim is not fully here. So I'm not allowed to eat the shirayim, but I'm allowed to do the kamitza. You ready for this question the Gemara is going to ask? According to that, can you have a pigul machshava on the shirayim? After all, it's not edible anyway. What? What do you mean too late? I take the kamita off. I have a machshava now. I'm going to eat the shirayim a month from now. Is that pigul? Is that pigul? Yeah. The question is, what's the question? It's a machlokas, obviously. But the question is, it's edible. In Matthias, it's edible. It's not something that's not edible because it has to be burned or because it's not an edible food item, like a horse. None of that stuff. You can't eat it because the halacha says you can't eat it if it's not shalim. So is that pigle or not? It's another halacha, which is, goes to the opposite. Right. A machshava. Right. Yeah, but right. Right. But the machshava is right now. The machshava is now. On something else. Right. That's what this whole gigantic mishnah said. Sure it is. While I'm doing the shechita, I'm dreaming about... Right. That's pigle. Of course that's pigle. While I'm doing the shechita, I'm dreaming about how I'm going to do the shechita at the wrong time. But sure, that's pigle, of course. The only question over here is, the shirayim is not edible. You can't eat it. Why? Because part of it's blew away. You can't eat it. So can I have a pigle machshava here? On something you can't eat? That's the question. Now, a similar question, which is the opposite halacha, is, whenever you mock with something, and there are consequences to what you mock with, like over here, if you would do the kamitza in a normal case, once you do the kamitza, there's no me'ila on the shirayim. Why? Because it becomes edible. Right? There's no me'ila. Till then, it's a kodesh, it's me'ila. But once you do the kamitza, now there's no more me'ila. So now does the me'ila here go away? Does the me'ila go away? I can't eat it. Maybe the meal shouldn't go away. I'm still going to be over meal if I play with it. That's the question. Why are you here? You hear that? Ibayalahu, Udibri HaOmer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shirayim Shechasu, the Shirayim that got missing, Ben Kemita LaHaktara, between the Kemita and the Haktara. Makdir Komet Alehen, you're allowed to bring the Kemita, right? The Kaimalon, and we also learned, the Os and Shirayim. Asur Bachila, that shirayim not allowed to eat. It's not edible. Mahu, what's the din? Diti Hani Lahu Haktara. Does the Haktara work? Limik the Inhu be Piggle. To give you Piggle. Right? Also, Ulimif Kinhu Mide Me'ila. And to take you out of the din of Me'ila. Take you out of the Isra of Me'ila. Look at Rashi. Rashi, the first wide line. Right? Kigon. In Hikdir HaKomet, you did the Kemita, Almana, on condition, Lechol Hani Shirayim, to eat the Shirayim, Chutz L'Zmano, outside the Zman. Right? Mikpi'i B'Pigol B'Hachak Torah, Did that work? Did that give you pigle? Kiba haktara ma'alya, like a good haktara, ho'il, u'reshutz matir. You're allowed to be matir it. You should back this komen. Oh, Dilmore, no. Kiba deitra nechalim, since the shirayim are not edible, havalei kimachashiv lecho lemachar, maybe it's like you're intending to eat something tomorrow, davar she'ein darko lecho, something that's not dark to eat. Kida amar lekamon, Delo, Mahanya, Makshavto. That the Yom Makshav is not doesn't passel. And then, I'm not going to read the Rashi to save time, the same question regarding the Ila. Right? Is this considered a Haktara? Therefore, there's no Me'ila on the Shirayim? Or no? Since you're not allowed to eat the Shirayim, right? The Haktara doesn't remove the Me'ila status, and the Me'ila is still there.
It's the same question.
But they go in opposite direction, right? You want yes pigle, then there'll be no meila, no meila, yes pigle. Okay, that's the Gemara's question. Now, there's a machlokes between in meila on Daf Zayin, yes, on Daf Vav Mevi. There's a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about what if you do yotze? What if I take the meat of a carbon outside the Beit HaMikdash? I take it outside. But that has nothing to do with Hadam over here, Birkat Hadam, right? That's a separate issue. I took the meat outside. So, Amar Rav Huna, Afilu Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who said, Zrika Mo'eleth Liyotze. Zrika helps for Yotze. What does that mean? Zrika helps for Yotze. Right? Remember what I said. I said that once you do the matir, which in a carbon it's Zrika, in a mincha it's the burning the komet, there's no more me'ila. There's no more me'ila. Right? You've done what you're supposed to do. Right? What if I took the meat outside the Beit HaMikdash? Was I supposed to do that? No, that's not a favor. Now I did the Zrika, I asked the Dam. Some Kohen took the meat out. The Kohen's busy over here with the Dam, he's getting the Dam ready. Some Kohen ran, took the meat outside. So Rabbi Akiva holds, if the Kohen continues to do the Zrika, there won't be Me'ila on that meat that was taken outside. The Zrika will save that meat from being Me'ila. Why? Because I did what I'm supposed to do. I did the Zrika. Halacha is Zrika removes Me'ila. Just because someone took it outside doesn't change that din. Got that? Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rav Huna, Afil Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who's so makel, to Amar who said, Zrika Mo'eles Liyotze, Zrika can save Yotze, Hani Mili, that's only true, Yotze. That's only true by Yotze. Why? The Isabene, because the meat's right here in front of me. Upsul Machmat Dabarachahu. The psul was unreal. It's an unrelated psul. What's the unrelated psul? Some Kohen took it outside. He shouldn't have done that. That's an unrelated psul. Aval chisarin the psul of the gufa. Here, what's the psul of the shrayim? It's missing. Someone blew it away. The wind blew some of it away. The problem is right here. It's missing. Lo mahani lo aktara. The aktara will not save the shrayim. Okay? That's what Huna said. Even Rabbi Akiva, the big maker, by Hilchas Me'ila, because the reason is, because when Rabbi Akiva was maker, by Yose, that's because the pull of Yose is unrelated to what I'm doing over here with the Dam. Unrelated. I'm busy here with the Dam. Some crazy coin took the meat out. So when I do the Zrikas Adam, that's matter that meat. There won't be Me'ila. Still a pull Yose. Won't be Me'ila. Here, the carbon's missing. Something happened to the Shrayim. It's missing. Rabbi Akiva would never say his sin. Therefore, what? Lo mahani lehaktara. And therefore, you will be over Me'ila. Amalei Rava. Azrav, just the opposite. We're going to spend the whole day on Rava now. A feel Rabbi Eliezer, even according to the big machmer over there, Meila Rabbi Eliezer, the Amma who says, "Ain Zrika Moelas Liotzi, Zrika won't save you from Yotzi, Zrika won't save the Yotzi from Meila, Hani Meili Yotzi." That's only because you took it out. The last name is Nib, because it's not where it's supposed to be. It's in the wrong place. Avol Chisaron. But here, the Mincha, the Shirayim is missing. But you know what? It's a Bifnim. It's right here where it's supposed to be. Mahani Lule Haktara. Haktara will work. Okay? Haktara will work. It will save the Shirayim from not being over the din of Me'ila. Okay? Karenor wonders why are they comparing this psul of Chasser to a psul of Yotze. How about a psul of Tuma, which never helped? Yeah, let's figure out why they picked this soul of all soul in Yotze, where they have a machlokes about it. Amar Rava, Mana Aminala, how do I know I'm right? It's brutally hard. How do I know I'm right? Says Rava. How do I know I'm right? It's not, I'll tell you how I know I'm right. It's not, our Mishnah said like this. Hakomech et hamincha. If someone does kemitza, lechol shireha bachot, to eat the shirayim in the wrong place. Oh, or kezayis mishireha bachot, or to eat a kezayis in the wrong place. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you that? Why does the Mishnah have to tell you to eat the shirayim and to eat a kezayis of the shirayim? Same thing. Every achil is a kezayis. Why does the Mishnah go out of its way and highlight it has to be a kezayis? Because the Tani Reb Chiya, when Reb Chiya learned the Braitha with the exact same dinim, he left out those words. He said in his Braitha, Hakomeis es hamincha, if someone does a kemitza, and then he does a soul on the shrayim, below Tani o kezayis. He didn't say a word about o kezayis. My time below Tani o kezayis. Why didn't he mention o kezayis? Okay? So far, so good. Lav, isn't it because, kigon, for example, shechasru shirayim, v'kamaluhu akizayim. We're talking about a situation where all you have left is a kizayim. Why all you have left is a kizayim? Because some of it blew away. And all I have is a kizayim. Right? Right? All I have left is a kizayim. Where's the rest of it? Shrine is huge bowl. There must be 50, not 50. There must be, I don't know, 7 or 8 kezayim in here. Why are you saying there's only one kezayim? Because it all blew away. V'kibon, v'bimatan kli, v'hiluch u'bahaktara lo matila. And since, Reb Chiya, b'matan kli, in talking about the matan kli, u'bahiluch u'bahaktara lo matila. O Kizayis, right? He didn't mention the words O Kizayis Asherayim regarding the Sherayim. He didn't mention it. Bikmita, so too, that's by the Kmita. Nami Lechol Shirayim Lotani O Kizayis. So by the eating also, he didn't want to say O Kizayis. Bikatani Seifa, and the Seifa says, Pigle, the chayavanol of kare. It's pigle, and you chayav kare if you eat that. Alma, what do you see from all that? Mahanyale haktara. Haktara works to give you pigle. In other words, since Reb Chiya, this is what I think the raya is in very, very briefly, since Reb Chiya didn't mention the words O Kizayim, it was because he's talking about a case. All you have is a kezayis. All you have is a kezayis. Right? That's why he didn't want to say, if you eat the shirayim, or you eat a kezayis of the shirayim. That would make no sense, according to Reb Chiya, because according to Reb Chiya, all you have is a kezayis. Where'd the rest of it go? Why do you only have a kezayis? Where's the rest of it? It's a huge bowl. The answer is, the cat came and ate it. So all I have is a kezayis. And yet, chayav pigle. Why chayav pigle? What it says, Rava, what do you see? That if you do that, if you have chaser, and you do the komet properly, and Rashi points out, you can't tell me that you're lacking in the komet. because then we don't get the first beat. You have to have a shear of kmitza. That we said already. So I don't know if I'm saying that. So you did the kmitza. And what's the story with the investor? The story with the investor. It could be over people. It could be over people. So by the fact that Reb Chiya did not mention the words O Kedayis, must be he's talking about a case where all you had is a Kedayis. Where'd the rest of it go? The rest of it went, and the cat ate it. So what do you have? You have a case where the kmitza is done properly, there's a pidul machshava on the shirayim, the shirayim's chaser, and what's the din? Chayav karet for that. Says Rava, what do you see from here? That just because you can't eat that shirayim, doesn't save you from pidul. Hear that?
No,
it does make sense. It makes perfect sense. Again, since Reb Chiya, when Reb Chiya taught his brisa, he left out the words O Kedayis. Right, the Mishnah is very wordy. The Mishnah says if you
the problem was the Mishnah is wordy.
Right. So that's what Rav is doing. Rav is saying, see what Rav is saying? Since the Mishnah is so wordy. And if he was not so wordy, he realized now the Mishnah is being very precise. The Mishnah is being very precise. Reb Chiya was also precise, but Reb Chiya, by leaving out the case of if you only have a Kedayis, is because not only have a Kedayis. If you eat a Kedayis, it's because you didn't have a Kedayis. All you had was one Kedayis. All you had was a Kedayis of Shirayim. Well, where'd the rest of it go? The answer is, it's gone. So you do a perfect kmitza, and you have in mind to eat the Shirayim in a makom machar, a brog zman. But you're not allowed to eat that Shirayim according to Rabbi Yochanan. You know why? Because it's chaser. And you still chayav pidul. Says Rabbi, that's my raya. That's my raya. You hear? Amalei Abaye, no, it's not a raya. What kind of raya is that? Abaye says it's not a raya. You know why it's not a raya? Listen to the list of how brilliant Abaye is. Hamani, who's the author of Reb Chiya's brisa? It's Reb Chiya, right? And then, what it means to say is, who is Reb Chiya going like? He's going like the shita of Hamani, Rabbi Elazar. It's the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Ditnan, Rabbi Elazar learned Hakomet, whether it's Kemitza, Halavona, or Lavona, Vaktoreth, or Ketoreth, which is brought twice a day, Vahaminchas Kahanim, or a mincha brought by a Kohen, which by the way nobody eats, Vahaminchas Kohen Mashiach, or the daily carbon mincha brought by the Kohen Gadol, Vahaminchas Kavitin, or Minchas Nesachim, or Minchas Nesachim, which is brought with every carbon, Shehikriv Me'achas Mehen Kezayit Achotz Chayim. In all those cases, says the Tanakama, you are chayim. Rabbi Elazar poter achi akrivitz kulo. Rabbi Elazar says you're poter, right, until you bring all of it. Why? You had this already also. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the shear is not kedayim. The shear is kulo. Okay? Therefore, you know why Rabbi Chiya didn't discuss the case we have in mind to eat a Kedayis? Not because all you have left is a Kedayis. It's because, according to Reb Chiya, he holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, you have to eat the whole thing. That's why he left out that case. It's not a riot to you at all. Right? The Kibbutz of Akhtaris Kemitza lo Masnila. Therefore, since he's not mentioning the case of the Kemitza, oh, Kedayis becomes a Bachut. Why not? Because there's no such thing. If I do a kmitza and I have a mind on the kedayis, that's incorrect according to them. Then you have to do the entire kmitza. Same shirayim nami lo masila o kedayis. We don't mention the words o kedayis. You know why? Because it didn't hold like that. Kedayis isn't enough. It has to be all of it. Therefore, Rav, it's not even a riot to you at all. It's not a riot to you at all. You try to bring a whole deal with the words o kedayis to left to teach you that even though you can't eat the shirayim, you still get pidul. No, not at all. The reason why Reb Chiya left out the words O Kedayis was because he holds O Kedayis is insufficient. It has to be the entire Shirayim. It has to be the entire Kemitza. Not according to Reb Lezer. We had him in Tzvachim also. We had him in Tzvachim also. Someone would say, I'm bringing this carbon, I'm doing the Shrita here, I'm going to eat a Kedayis of the Basar in the wrong place. According to Reb Lezer, that's not piddle. You have to have in mind to eat the entire Basar in the wrong place. Right? So it's very consistent. Unbelievable. Abaye came up with that. Now, the Gemara answer is, wait a minute. E, Rabbi Elazar, if this is the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, hi, lahaktir kumtza. Why does it say the makdir the komet? That's not correct. Lahakdir kumta ulavonasa mi boyale. It should have said to be makdir the komet and the lavona. Why? Because again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he has to do everything perfect. Everything. Not a kedai, even a lavona. The Gemara did not. Hakomet. This is a Mishnah in Zevachim on Daf Kuf Yud. Wasn't that long ago. Hakomet va lavona, shehikavit echer mehem bachut. Chayiv. If you do only one of them, you're chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer poter. As Yaakov Ishneim. If you do both. Right? So where's the lavona? Lavona is missing from here. We're talking about a minchas chote where there is no lavona, right? There's no lavona about a minchas chote. The Gemara says, "Ichav atan lashminim komech the minchas chote." We're going to bother ourselves to pigeonhole the cave just by a minchas chote where there's no lavona. In yes, v'chein ki yasa ravdimi amar belazar minchas komech the minchas chote who that we're talking about a case of minchas chote the Rabbi Eliezer. And it's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay? Now, says Rava, you know, Abaya, I heard your reputation for my brilliance. That didn't impress me. But let me tell you what does impress me. Hadar Omar Rava. Then Rava pipes up, Lav Mil Sahida Amri. I take it all back. I take it back what I said. I take it back. Why? Titania. Rava said, that if you have in mind to eat, if you have a pigle machshava, Rava said, if you have a pigle machshava on Shirayim, if Shirayim is chaser, you are over pigle. You're not allowed to eat it. Rava said it doesn't make a difference. Abaye said, Rava doesn't, Rava, you're wrong. That's what Rava said. Now Rava takes it back. Why does Rava take it back? He says, Titania, because it says like this. It says, by the Lechem Aponim, it says, Kodesh Kodashim Hu. It says, Kodesh Kodashim Hu. She'im Nifrasa Achas Michaloseha. Let's say, one of the Chals ripped. One of the Chals breaks. Chal broke. Right? Kulam Sulos. All the Chals are puzzled. All the Chals become puzzled. You hear that? What's the case? You remove the spoons. You're going to take the spoons of Lavona, burn them on the Mizbeah, even though it's Shabbos. And when you're taking off the breads, one of the breads broke. So Kulam Psulos, right? And therefore you can't be Makdir the Bezichim. Okay? Ha Yatsas. What if, instead of having one of the Chalas break, which by the way, that's a very similar case to being Chatzar. Right, the Shirayim, the Chalas of the Shirayim, and the Zichin and the status of the Komet. Rashi says that. Instead of it breaking, some Kohen came and he ran away with one of his bread. Ran away with his bread. Right? He did a Psul Yotze. Yaha Yatzas will make me be it now. But if there would be a Yitzia problem, Ha de Ikka Gavai Ksheros. The remaining 11 Chalas will be kosher. Right? The remaining 11 Chalas will be kosher. Well, right, he doesn't hold like that. Well, we'll make Nadir. Because he said, if one of them breaks, then it's Chaser. But if just one ran away with one, then it's not Chaser. Whereas it's in the wrong place, then I would say it's fine. This is what Rava is reading into this price here. Right? Now, Uman Shmasle, who is the one who said that Zrika Moelis Liotze, that Zrika will save the one that's outside from being over Me'ila, Rabbi Akiva. That was Rabbi Akiva. We had him ready on the out. The Ka'amar, we said, the Brisa said, Nifrasa, that if one of the Chalas broke, lo! He can't do it. In other words, they're all puzzled. According to Rabbi Akiva, right, the Haktara saves Me'ila from a Yote. Does it save Me'ila from a Chaser? The answer is no. Rava said yes, right? Right? Rava said yes earlier. Rava says, I changed my mind. When I thought it over, I realized Rabbi Akiva only matired. Remember, you asked me that question. You said to me, well, Yotzei, exactly. Yotzei yes, nothing else. So Rava changed his mind. Okay? Amalei Abaya, Rava, that's what bothers you? That's the big problem that bothers you? Even though Abaya disagreed with Rava, Rava, that's not a reason to change your mind. That's not a reason. You know why? Mi katani ha-yotzas? Doesn't say anything about yotze. It talks about that one of the breads ripped, one of the breads broke. You make a whole Torah now. Well, I'm making a diyuk. What kind of diyuk are you making? Dilma, maybe, ha-nitmeis. What about tumah? Ha-nitmeis hanach. Maybe the diyuk should be, well, if one of them became tamei, sheiros. It's still good. You know, my time, why is it good? The mirat tzitz. Because the tzitz is there to see it. Abel yotzas. But if there was a yetziah, lo. Meaning, doctor would not help. Verbalazahi to Amar, ain't Zrika Melos Liyote. Zrika does not help. You made up a whole diuk based on your Bekiva. Forget all that, says the buyer. Maybe the psul was, the diuk is psul is in Tuma. The tit will save it. The diuk would be that it's no good. Yeah, because you also could be a leather. Ubadin Hudi by the limits in Ami, yetziah. Really, we shouldn't even mention that case. Why did we mention the case of the red ripping? Hakamash one, the chiddush is, Tafilu Nifrasa, the Isya Isnim. Even though a rip, it's right here. The hal is broken half, but it's right here, so put it back together. No. Lo mahanya lehaktara. The haktara will not work. Avalur Akiva, the Amar Zrika Moelis Liyatia. But according to Akiva, the Zrika does help. Then Afilu Chisaro, Nami mahanya lehaktara. And even if it's lacking, it'll help. Therefore, Rava, you could be your right. It could be your right. It could be. I don't think you're right, Rava. But not for this reason. You wanted a whole thing over here that you see from here that a proper kmita, a proper haktara, will not ruin whatever you've done, whatever mistake you have inside. And therefore there won't be pigle. That's not true. It could be, you do the proper kmita, you do the bezichin, you will be chayav on the haktara. It broke in half. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva says that it'll make you chayav. That's all. So, the empire will fast. But Rava thought to change his mind and to agree with Rav Huna, that you can't be over pigle of something you can't eat. Abaye says, and then Rava changed his mind. Abaye says, I don't think you're right, Rava, but not for this reason. I had my own reason why I thought you were wrong, because you had a whole thing with Rav Chiya, which I disagreed with you. But for this reason, I don't think you're wrong at all. Okay, let's talk a little bit more. That's the Mishnah. Lech al chati dayis. If you have in mind to eat a chati kazayit at the wrong place at the wrong time, ulahaktir chati zayit, and to be maktir a chati zayit at the wrong place and the wrong time, kosher, that's fine. You know why? She'ain achila v'haktar mitzarfin. They don't combine. We had this in Zlachim 100 times. They don't combine. The right eating and mitzvah eating don't combine to give you the requisite cheer, to give you the requisite pickle. Taima de lechel. Ulahaktir, right? The reason they don't combine is because one's eating with your mouth and one's burning on the mizbeach. Ha lechol. If you had in mind to eat half a shirayim, the lechol davar she'ain darko lechol mitzare. What if you had like this? What if you had half a kizayit of the kmita and a half a kizayit of the shirayim? Would that combine? What? That Lavona? You say Lavona?
No. But it's
right, which means thing means it's not edible.
Right.
Right? So what if you have like this? Mashma, so it's lechol, you have ha lechol, achati shirayim, v'lechol dover she'en darko lechol, which is what? The komet, which is edible, but it's not dark to eat it. Mitzdare, that will combine. Baktani, Beresha. But we learned in our Resha, which we start off with that. Lechol davar shadarko lechol. Lahakti davar shadarko lahaktir. Davar shadarko lechol in. Shadarko lechol lo. You hear the question? It's a diuk. The diuk is, we said that haktara and achila don't combine. What about achila and the komet? Does that combine? Masha combine. How could that combine if it's not edible? The Gemara says, Mantana, who's the author of Mishnah? Amar Virmia, Halmani, Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar, Mechashvin, Me'achilas Adam, La'achilas Mizbeach, or Me'achilas Mizbeach, La'achilas Adam. He holds you can't make that combo. It's Nan, Akomer, Tesamincha, Lechel, Dover, Shedakol, Lechel, Lachel, Dover, Shedakol, Hachdir, Kosher, Rabbi Eliezer, Posta. Well, they will say, that is possible. That is valid pickle. Why? Because he does say they combine. That must be the author of our Mishnah who made such a halacha. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. We're actually going to finish the parak tomorrow, shortly. Everybody have a good day. Good to the Shem Purim, what?